All right, let's do tipping stories. You could call in the good, the bad, the ugly, whether you were the tipper or the tippy, 203-882-9757. Emily has one that we're going to get to in a minute.
Okay.
But let's start this one, which was in Dumbass News.
Yes.
DoorDash driver who wasn't tipped returned to the house. And wait until you hear what he did.
Okay.
59-year-old man in Washington State named Robert.
Robert!
Hello, Robert.
Robert.
Was driving for DoorDash when he delivered a $100 order.
Okay.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
I thought they built the tips in, no?
I don't know.
They don't?
Never did DoorDash yet.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah, I thought you do at the end when it's like checkout, you could add a tip.
Like, okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I've never used DoorDash.
Yeah, no.
Don't start. He gets addicted.
It's like crack.
Well, I'm so far out in the sticks right. that nothing's going to arrive warm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Robert didn't get a tip in the system or cash tip on arrival, so he took matters into his own hands. He returned to the house the next morning with a loaded gun.
Oh, that's okay. That's too much. Right. Robert.
Robert the robber.
Robert.
You lose any moral ground that you had when you do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were with you.
Until that.
Oh, you're upset. No tip. $100 right. order.
I get it. I feel the same
I'm
way.
With you. And then it's like, then I went back with a gun. It's like, I'm with the other people now.
You blew it.
And at 59.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to figure it out by 59,
I hope so, yes.
Okay.
It's like, we're going to settle this like nom.
Right.
Like, what?
He was also loaded.
Oh. Guns loaded, so is he.
In the morning.
Nice. Mm.
It sounds like Robert planned to intimidate them into giving him a tip, but the 19-year-old girl and her 55-year-old father weren't having it.
Oops.
Robert lifted his shirt to show that he had a gun, and that's when the father started wrestling him.
Aha. Uh-huh. Wow.
The father got control of the gun, shoved Robert down onto the driveway, and demanded that he leave.
Right.
Have my gun back?
No.
Get out of here.
Robert called police as he drove away.
Oh. Robert don't get it, did he?
Saying that he returned after being cheated out of a tip.
Right. Well, he's drunk. He's on the phone with the cops.
He also said that he was shoved by the father, but he never mentioned the gun.
Oh.
Casual.
Mix up that part, yes.
The father and daughter said Robert was loud and mouthy. He reeked of alcohol. The cops say Robert later admitted to drinking.
No.
Robert was charged with assault, harassment, driving under the influence. His blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit.
Oof.
That sounds like a lot. It's not a lot.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
If he's a seasoned pro,
two beers in, you're over the legal limit.
Probably had a couple nips.
Right.
He also has a prior DUI conviction.
Oh.
But he got hired by DoorDash.
Right.
DoorDash, let him go.
Right. Oh, well. Now it's Uber.
Lyft.
Okay, Dimitri, hit me.
All right, tipping stories, 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ. Hello, you're on the air.
DUI conviction.
Is this the DoorDash driver? Is this Robert?
Robert?
Okay. All right. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
So what happened with you, Em?
So this was one day I was working and I was the only bartender. We didn't have a host. We didn't have our server. We didn't have the downstairs bartender. So I had this table of seven people up on the roof taking care of them. They wanted to move inside because it was getting cold. I do that. They had annoying little bratty girls that want cherries in their drinks. Then they want extra cherries. I do all of that. One lady ordered a burger and then she's like, wait, I don't want the egg that comes. They did all this annoying stuff.
Right.
Annoying stuff.
Problematic
annoying
people.
Like change the order after it's in.
Change the order after the cooks are working on it. Just like, can I get this instead? Bah, bah, bah.
They couldn't make up their damn mind.
Leave a mess.
And we're sitting out here now. We're sitting in there.
Yeah. Right. And I'm going up and down.
I got
the stairs.
Sodas. Now I want cherries in the side.
Right.
I got a burger. Now no egg on the burger.
I want no glass. No.
Oh my God. And I'm sweating, dying, taking care of everybody else on the roof. And then their ticket comes to like $150. These mofos left me $10.
Oh, $10.
And I was just.
150.
Yeah. Right.
So I should have been 30.
Should have been
at
30.
At the very least.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
I don't know.
In the trouble they put her through, like,
I'm a 20%er. That's the baseline.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you did better, I'm going to go higher.
After I moved you inside, when I knew, just when I said just the rooftops open, when I gave your little bratty girls all the cherries they wanted, like, that was just.
Did you refer to them as bratty girls?
No.
Here you go, bratty girls.
Yeah. Right, right.
Who's a bratty girl?
I got cherries for the bratty girls.
Who's a bratty girl?
And then they just leave, and I'm just left picking up the ticket of, like, cool, love that. Don't come out if you're not going to tip.
Yeah.
Like, that's
did you
thing.
Say anything to them?
No, I didn't, because they left. And it's
would
fine.
You have if they were still sitting there?
No, I don't think so. I think
that's
I would
the right answer, Em.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I would have just cleaned up and still been nice.
Like, yeah.
I had somebody rude to me the other day. He was insisting that this olive spread wasn't on his sandwich. I knew it was. I went back down, confirmed with the chef. The chef said, yeah, it is. And then he still wanted to argue with me. And I said, I was like, look, sir, I'm relaying the message. I don't want to argue. And then I was still nice.
How about this? Why don't you say,
open the sandwich and look.
Would you like more olive spread?
No, and I asked for that. And we had just given him the last bit. So the chef had to make more. And so they were in a rush for the show that was happening. So it wasn't going to like work out.
It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, but this guy, he let me know when the sandwich was almost done. So he was looking to get a free sandwich.
Oh.
And that's what it
was.
Yeah. The old
and then his wife
technique.
Ordered a quesadilla.
How far can you get in before you say, this ain't right?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, the sandwich is gone.
Couple
and
bites,
I said
right?
that. I was yeah. like, well, it looks like it's almost gone, so we can't even open it back to check. Like, if
yeah,
it was
you
on
ate
it.
The whole right. thing. Yeah.
The evidence is missing. Yeah.
We're going to have to hold you for 8 hours to find out.
How convenient.
Oh, yeah. That it's a serving. Anybody who knows, works in serving, knows it's... You have to be a really good actor. You can't show when you get upset. You just have to keep doubling down and being nice.
Right.
If you want to do it right.
Right. Yeah.
You can definitely get upset at times, like, but you're not going to bring a loaded gun like Robert.
Right, right.
No
loaded gun.
No.
You know, Megan Dahl had an occurrence.
Yeah.
Where was she? Was she...
She was waitressing, I know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the place. There's one in Derby now.
Yeah, we'll call the name.
Damn it.
I like that you call it the occurrence.
Yeah, well, she had the table from hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they left her pennies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? And she was like, if they left me nothing, I think that would have been better than
this was
a nickel
insult.
And three pennies.
Yeah.
The annoyance of change.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right.
I want to say it was Bennigan's, but... I don't know.
I don't recall. Yeah.
They're not around anymore.
Yeah.
No, this place is still around.
Yeah.
So she runs out to the parking lot and throws the change at them.
Right.
Yeah.
And nice.
Says, you need this more than I do or something like that.
Yeah, she says, you clearly need this more than I do.
Right.
Yep.
Wailed at him.
Oh, yeah. I do that, too.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You what?
I would probably do that, too.
Oh, I thought you said you did that, too.
Oh, yeah.
No. And then one lady, she ordered a house salad. This was... with the guy with the spread in his sandwich. She ordered a house salad. It's like $9. On our system, it rings out as 10. So when they got the bill later, they argued with the waitresses downstairs
about the
difference of a dollar.
Yeah.
If she had picked that fight with me after her annoying husband, I literally would have gone out of my tip thing, gave her a 5, and said, I'm so sorry. If a dollar's stressing you out, here's a few more, babe. That's what I would have done.
Nice.
Make her feel like a fool.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Wow.
That's my move. When people act like an idiot, I'd be nice to double down on that.
Right. We're
going to
you're going to highlight this. Yeah. Circle, underline. Okay, tipping stories, 203-882-9757. Will. Willis in Middletown.
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, it's Willis from Middletown here.
Yes.
My story is it was in the late 1980s. I was traveling for work in Augusta, Maine, and I went out to dinner somewhere like by myself. I was traveling there. There was a place like a Ground Round or something. It was a Tuesday night. I was the only one in there.
Uh-huh.
So the waitress comes, and then I had to like wait for my beer. I'm like, where is she? She's talking to all her coworkers at the bar. Hey, can I get my drink, then my dinner? It was like the worst service ever. So I didn't want to get like pennies thrown at me. So I took a dollar bill and folded it in half and carefully ripped it and I left a half of a dollar bill for the tip.
Wow. Oh, you should see Emily's face right now. Right.
She can't even use it. That's a power move.
Right, she wants to kill you now.
She deserved it.
Yeah, no, that does sound awful. Like, the place is empty. I would have taken care of you and then chilled. Like, that's what you do.
The,
you
know
what
I mean? The good thing is I had a good story to tell everyone the rest of my life.
Right.
That's true.
See, she helped you out.
Right.
Yeah, mail the other half.
It's funny. When you said, yeah, this happened in the 1980s, I'm like, wow, this tip story has stayed with this dude.
Right. Yeah. Right.
This is one hell of a tip story.
And a dollar was worth more back then.
Augusta, Maine.
As a matter of fact, if I look good, I think I still have that other half of the dollar somewhere.
Right.
Wow.
Should go back sometime. The other half.
If all right. I find it, I'll bring it somewhere to the Durham Fair and show you.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Willis.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
Yep.
Gary and Shelton.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning,
Gary.
So we went out to, mine is more of just a rude server. It's not really a nightmare story.
Okay.
We went out to eat at this restaurant, and, you know, we're asking for extra dressing or our drinks refilled, and it would take like 20 minutes for her to bring the extra dressing.
That's
another
tough.
20 minutes to get a soda refill.
Yeah.
So she was just awful. Then the bill comes, and she wrote on the bill, just so you know, the tip gets divided between the server, bartender, and busser.
No.
She wrote that on the check.
But you're all screwed then.
Passive aggressive.
Which I thought was pretty rude. It was her way of saying tip good.
Yeah. She is true, though. What I think a lot of the public doesn't know is, like, servers have to tip out their busser and then some, and the bartender, too, if you're getting alcohol drinks. So I just, some people do forget that. But she doesn't need to write it down. Especially too, if she wasn't doing it.
And we didn't get any alcohol. We were drinking soda.
Right.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife is in the business. She's a server and bartender, and she couldn't believe that she wrote that.
Yeah.
Well, what did you guys end up leaving?
We probably left 20% anyways, but I took a picture of it, and I said, I'm going to send this to corporate, see what happens. So we got a free meal out of it.
Nice.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
Cool.
So just don't go to that location.
Exactly right. Yeah. Was Addison and Burger.
Yeah.
There's oysters in here.
John Pearson, sports director of News 8 on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to be in studio.
Oh, man. And congratulations on almost 30 years.
Damn.
Yeah. Saturday, the 14th. Is the 14th Saturday? Yeah. We'll be 30 years at Channel 8 as a paid employee.
Wow.
I did 4 years of free service. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. And that doesn't count?
No. The 4 years doesn't
count. I count my 1 year as an intern.
But I count it. But, you know, when you see the crawls and who's been here this long, it doesn't
count.
They
count it when you were in the system as a paid employee.
Right. Yes.
Wow. We're going to get to more of that later. Just think about that. 30 years.
30.
Yeah. I've been lucky.
Great run.
Yeah.
We're talking about tipping now. Are you a good tipper?
Yeah, I am. I you know what?
You have to be.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
You're the guy on TV.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That guy?
Right. Yeah. Matter of fact, I want to.
They would post a picture of you and the check immediately.
Ostracized.
Look at this guy in his suit. Can't leave a nice tip on a burger.
Mr. TV.
I'm so important.
I'm going to, as I walk out, I'm probably going to give Emily a tip just because she's there. You know what I mean?
Are they doing that?
My daughters have worked in the food industry, so I'm conscious of that. One of my daughters is a bartender now while she gets through school. And I used to get tips when I worked at a gas station car wash back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to work at a meat market, a corner store. So I get tips here and there. So it was always nice to get a few bucks.
Yeah.
Do you have a
baseline tip, or how do you decide what you're going to tip?
I'm usually a 20%er, you know?
Yeah.
And it depends on what you're doing. Like I do go to Starbucks every day and get a coffee, and I'm always automatically hitting the dollar tip just because I know even if it's a $2 coffee. Because I look like I don't want to be
there
like,
is no $2 coffee.
$2 coffee there?
Yeah, not at Starbucks. But no. I know what you mean.
It's day-old coffee. Yeah. No, it's... Yeah. but yeah, then, you know, depend. You know, $100, you know, could be 20, 25 on a $100 bill. If I order takeout, you know, I'll always leave like a $5 if it's a decent restaurant. So, yeah.
You're a good tipper.
Yeah.
So 20% is good, right, Em?
Yeah, that's
you're happy
nice.
With that.
I appreciate that. 15, I understand. But when it's like less than 10% and I was nice...
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, a lot goes into that. Like, if you're nice and you're engaging, and I get everyone has bad days, too. But, you know, but people are trying to work. And that's how they make their living. It's not like they're getting a great hourly salary. So, you know, they're living on tips.
Yeah.
Greg and Shelton.
Hey. Hey,
hey guys. I'm kind of glad this topic came up again because I do a lot of gig work from time to time throughout the week.
Okay.
What is
between,
that? What's a gig?
Yeah, what are you doing?
DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Okay.
Lyft, Uber.
Right.
Food and people. Okay. These gig companies pay us minimum dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, so $2 per food delivery. Regardless, you pay for your food. It's a luxury service. We don't look at it that way. We just look at it as food at our beck and call right on our phone. They order the food, they pay for their food, but then when we deliver it, we get $2 for that DoorDash or Uber Eats order.
That's it.
And that's all the driver gets, $2 to $6.
I didn't realize that.
Ouch.
Depending on mileage, mileage and time. And then you get there and you deliver it, and then people want you to deliver it to the third floor, the fifth floor, or put it around the back side of my building down an alley in the dark.
Right.
Hazard pay. You need
for $2, you expect me to go trudging through someone's alley, I don't know, and put this in your backyard? I don't think so.
Right.
Not in the dark.
Even
I don't know where I'm going. And you don't leave the lights on.
You sound like the Uber Eats driver I don't want. But I appreciate, because I'd be exactly you if I were doing it.
Holy crap, you got to go through
for
$2.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know. I don't know how to get this out there. All the Uber Eats, DoorDash drivers, Lyft drivers, even picking up people. People think that the tip is included in the price that they pay. No, we only get a percentage of that price that you pay. And
right.
We're counting
on
that tip.
So where's the – do you have a – story you want to share with us?
I do.
Okay.
Because
all right.
That's an excellent lead-in.
Yeah.
One of the deliveries I had picked up for food, it was a $2 order for 11 miles. I got there, and they wanted me to come inside, and there was no lights on. I says, nope, I'm not coming inside.
That's all for that one, and yeah.
I'm not coming inside. I'm not saying where I was in New Haven. I'm not saying where, but I said, nope, I'm not coming inside. It's dark. There's no lights. You have to. I paid for this order. Nope, I don't have to. I took the order and I threw it inside up the stairs. There's your order. Have it.
I'd be afraid I'm going to be shot.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Sounds like a delivery for Robert and his gun.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
They complained that I wouldn't deliver their order to them. I delivered it to them.
Yeah. You delivered it.
Technically, you did.
Not the way they wanted it.
Right, but you brought it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there should be a minimum order.
Yeah.
This was a $2 order. What was it?
Gum.
$2 order. It was for Taco Bell.
Wow.
Oh,
$2?
Go out.
$2.
Oh, you mean you're
miles.
Getting $2.
Okay. He gets $2.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I get $2. I don't know what it costed you for that Taco Bell order. I know I got $2, and then you want me to do all this kind of crazy stuff with it. No. You want it up the stairs? Here it is. Pew, up the stairs.
Right.
We're out of cash. Okay. You're
so
one of those.
I don't do Taco Bell from Ansonia to New Haven ever again.
Now,
people
now
don't
Taco
pay
Bell.
Attention where they order from.
All right, Greg.
Yeah. Unfair, though. They're very unfair. People don't realize.
Let me know if you ever start delivering in Oxford so I can.
Hey, I've been over there. Watch out. I might be at your door. Right.
You got to climb on the fence first.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
I'll give you an extra special treat when I deliver to you.
I don't want your extra special Greg treat.
Hold on to that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
He delivers by ground and by air.
Yeah. Okay.
They said drop off meant drop off.
Yeah.
I understand what he was saying. Like, I'm not going in that place in the dark.
Yeah, no.
In a tough neighborhood.
Exactly.
I'm not going to throw the food up the stairs either.
Yeah. It's cold setup, yeah.
I didn't realize only $2 on delivery. That's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah. Usually a delivery driver comes to the house, I get like $10.
So I talk to people who own companies, and they're like, we can't find anybody. We can't find good workers now because they're all working for these driving and delivery apps and Ubers and whatnot. And if that's all you're making, why wouldn't you want a real job to work for a real company with real benefits and get skills that you could eventually turn into something?
Right.
Seems like a lot of work to not really move the ball forward.
Well, they can also pick and choose what time they're going to work, too. They can say,
That's the key.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you feel like working until 6 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, that's so I feel like doing today.
Yep. Pam, Long Island.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I want to start that right now, I am a very great tipper. But back in the day, there was a Friendly's in the Smith Haven Mall.
Okay.
And my girlfriend and I may or may not have smoked before we went inside.
We all did.
That's fine. It's Friendly's.
I know that Friendly's. We all smoked. Go ahead.
Friendly's, my go-to yeah, there in the right. 70s was a big beef with cheese.
Outside of Sears.
Yep. Yep. Well, we got Reese's Pieces Sundays, I think.
Nice. Nice. Good choice.
So we were there, and of course, we're laughing and having a fun time because we're probably 17 years old and whatever. So the lady was really, really not happy with us because we were having fun.
She was
so
friendly.
We decided that we're going to take all our change and put it into the glass of water and flip the cup over so that she would have to pick it up, take the coin out, her tip. Because back then, a check was probably 15 bucks, maybe 10 bucks. So we do that, and we leave, and we watch. And my friend is hysterical laughing as we're walking out. And then I don't know why, because she decided to take the check. She didn't want to pay. We weren't paying the bill either. So we walk out, and her father is a police officer.
Whoops.
So we take the receipt, and we rip it up into a million pieces, and we throw it into different garbage pails throughout the Smith Haven Mall. That's how stupid we were back in the day. So that's my story. But now I'm a good tipper.
Now you're good. Now you're a reformed a-hole.
And that's why there are many friendly places.
Yes, exactly.
Because I love you said they didn't like you because you were having fun.
Shame
no,
on
you
her.
Were being jerks.
Right.
No.
You
shame
thought it was
no,
funny.
No,
you
no, we were laughing. No,
that
we were laughing. We weren't being obnoxious.
Wait, what's this? Emily, who are you coming in on?
I think the waitress was in the wrong. My thing is, like, when you see people come in, they're having fun, join in on their fun. Like, that's your opportunity to become their friend and get a good tip.
You can't get stoned at work, though.
You can't carry your bad energy with you at work. That's my thing.
Interesting.
I think that was hilarious.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, I would just like to see a little bit more of Pam and her friend at the table before I decide if they're having fun or being a-holes.
Right.
More information is needed.
More information.
I want some videotape.
Well, 40 years later, we're still doing the same stupid
nice.
Stuff.
Nice.
All right, but you're a better tipper, though.
Right. And
so
there's no friends
great.
Anymore, yes.
Absolutely, guys.
All right, thank you.
That's my story. All right, have a great day, everyone.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Just take one more. Let's take one more. We got Hamden, Bolton, Waterbury, ooh. Or Uber Tim. Mm.
Ooh, where's Uber Tim?
Ooh, yeah,
let's find Uber Tim. Uber Tim, right?
Uber Tim.
Let's find out where that is first.
Uber Tim, isn't it?
Uber Tim.
Yeah, Uber Tim.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So,
you guys all sound the same, by the way. You all sound stoned and like life is beating you down.
No, it's really the opposite for me. I don't know what type of drivers or what they're doing, but I've never had a nightmare like they're having.
Okay.
My story's a little more humorous. A couple of years ago, I was giving a guy a ride from Bridgeport to Middletown, and we were cruising up there, you know, up 91. We were having a good time, talking sports, this and that. I stopped for him at Dunkin' Donuts. He wanted to get a coffee. Drop him off. I'm heading back down. All of a sudden, I get a little thing on my app that says, "You got a tip."
Oh.
So I'm all excited. I'm thinking this guy's going to give me like a $10 or some type of tip because, we had a good ride.
Yeah.
So they have in the app where you can send a thank you. So I went to send this person a thank you, and I looked at the tip, and it was a penny.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think happened?
Tip of the tip.
Pianzon.
Well, I think he went to leave a decent tip, but he didn't know how to use the app properly because I've never heard of anybody tipping a penny before. That was the only time I've seen it.
Especially when it was a good ride with a good vibe.
Yeah, 1910 was a good tip, though.
That probably cost the company more money to do the transaction than it did for him to leave it.
Seriously.
Right.
So I called my buddy, and I told him about it, and we were cracking up. And to this day, every time I talk to him or see my buddy, he says, "Hey, I got a penny for your thoughts."
Nice.
That's
a humorous story.
Now,
very humorous.
So that's my story now. Now, I just want to make a quick comment on all those other people talking about the gig rides and the Uber and DoorDash. I don't do the food service, but I got to tell you, I make 50-60,000 bucks a year doing Uber. I work like 50 hours or less a week. So
all right, so but you got to
I don't know what they're doing.
Gas, tires,
right.
Oil changes.
Well, yeah, but you get to claim, you get to claim like 70 cents a mile at the end of the year. So to put that in perspective.
You have a shady accountant.
I made 55 plus gross. But then after I added in the miles and knocked it off my taxes, it turned out to be about 25,000 adjusted gross. So that's a huge tax break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that with tips or before tips?
That's with tips because they haven't implemented the separate tip thing yet over here.
So yeah, it'd be nice if they gave you cash so you can kind of just stuff that in your pocket.
Right.
All
right, listen, I'm gonna quiz you on something because I just want to see what kind of a driver you are. All right.
Go ahead.
John Pearson, News 8, sports guy, gets in the back of your car. Okay, you recognize him. You're like, oh, man, that's a sports guy.
I watch all the time.
The sports director on News 8.
Yeah.
I want to hear how you would engage him in conversation, all right? Go ahead.
Well, the first thing I would do, I would confirm his name. Good morning, how you doing? You know, sometimes I say sir, sometimes I say buddy. You know,
no, but just act like he's in the car right now.
And, right, you're talking to him.
If we're cruising, and he makes a comment about sports, I'll get right into it because I'm a big sports guy.
No, but he gets
fan,
in.
So. Right.
He gets in. So you make this complicated.
It's like role playing.
He gets
here.
In the car and right. You recognize him. You're like, oh, you're this guy on TV.
You're John Pearson.
Sport.
Yeah.
I'll start. Hey, Tim.
I would not start to quiz him. I wouldn't do that because I think that's a little bit on the rude side.
Okay. All right. So John's going to get in. He's going to start.
Ask him how his day's going.
All right, goodbye. All right, thank you.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.